While Hazara, Marianne, and Aaron were there, they criticized Moses because he had married a Cushite woman. They said, "Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Hasn't he also spoken through us?" And the Lord heard them. Now Moses was very humble, more than any other person on earth. So the Lord called immediately to Moses, Aaron, and Marianne, and told them, "Let the three go to the tabernacle." And the three went there. Here we find a very particular issue, and I think it is repeated daily, not only in the family level, but also in relationships. And many things that we do constantly, we often have the ability to invent an excuse or justify our actions in order to not feel guilty or feel judged by others by the decisions we have made or by the acts we have committed, since we recognize that it was not right. However, we try one way or another to think that this will happen, and that is what is a simple mistake. This is what we can often call smoke screens. A smoke screen is a set of facts or circumstances with which we often try to hide reality and divert people's attention. To create a smoke screen is simply to show something that is happening apart from what is happening to us, so as not to feel criticized. It is more if the attention can be diverted to others, it is much better. And today I want to talk about a little problem for this smoke screen that Moses' brothers made. Beginning with Marianne, his older sister, a woman who in Moses' world, before Moses married, considered herself to be the most important woman for Moses. And in fact, perhaps it could be so, because everyone remembers the story of Moses when Pharaoh orders to kill the newborns. His mother keeps him for 3 months, and then, when she can no longer hide him, places him in a basket and puts him in the Nile River. There, her sister, while the basket was going down the river, her sister Marianne was behind the basket when Pharaoh's daughter found it and adopted it. Marianne appeared to be Moses' guardian, and she even got him a wet nurse, or a Hebrew woman, who could breastfeed him and watch out for him. Without Pharaoh's daughter noticing it, Marianne got her own mother to take care of her brother Moses, and Marianne played an important role still in her life. Even as Moses grows up and returns to liberate the people, Aaron and Marianne, they become his first accomplices, and the first people God uses to strengthen Moses, and for Moses to appear before Pharaoh. When Moses leads the people of Israel out of Egypt, he takes them to the desert. His two brothers begin to be with him and his right hand, and Marianne was considered then the most important woman for Moses. She was like his mother, and I think this is usually happens to this older sister, or suddenly those mothers who have male children. They get married, and then she arrives. This person who is presented in the house as the son's girlfriend, and after she is going to be the wife, if the mother-in-law does not like her, right, the inconveniences begin, and the mother begins to be uncomfortable because the son has no more time for his wife. Has more time for his wife than for his mother. And it really is normal, because from the moment the man marries, God establishes him in Genesis chapter 1 to leave father and mother, and he would join his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Leave father and mother means not to stop honoring, but that now priority for the man is no longer his mother, but his wife, his mother. And his mother will always continue to be honored. He will continue to love her. But now, the first place in his life, it will be his wife. This is the concept of family and home. And it is the correct way as God has taught it in this word. But sometimes, mothers feel a little threatened, right? little bothersome because now her son no longer takes the time that he used to take. And mothers, I want to give you some advice. This is normal. It is more you should encourage your son to teach him how to treat his wife and give her the right place. As a mother, you have that responsibility to give those advice and give the best advice to your children. This is important. Let's say that Marianne felt that way. But I take advantage of the moment to raise a smokescreen called Suddenly Attention. That is, Marianne invented the story of dedicating it to him, to Moses' wife. Because beyond the fact that she felt a bit excluded because of decisions that Moses had to make, and now he necessarily had to make them with his house, with his home, with his wife, and no longer counted on her. More than feeling excluded, Marianne had been filled with envy in her heart because she had thought that she should be the most important person leading the people of Israel and raise this smokescreen called the wife of Moses, simply to deflect the attention and turn the matter around. And not recognizing the problem was not Moses' wife. Suddenly, she did bother her from time to time, but that the biggest problem was in her heart, and it was envy that Moses was named as the one who led the town, and she simply an assistant next to her, Brother Aaron. This makes me think that many times people waste time arguing about insignificant matters without taking the real reason for their desires. Agree. It happens to us in the family, it happens to us at work, or it happens to us in everything we do. We always go around and around and around, and all we do is raise smoke screens to disperse attention and make us think that this is what is bothering us. But there is something else there in the heart, something we really need to solve. That is what happened to Marianne and Aaron. They approached Moses to present a complaint. They represented the priest and the prophets of all the people, and the two groups had a great influence in all the people after Moses. Therefore, when they presented themselves and told Moses this complaint, we can see the true reason for their claim was the envy that was in the heart that increased because of the position and the influence that his brother, that Moses, had on all the people. And when they found no fault in the way in which Moses led the people, what did they do? They both decided to criticize his wife. Tremendous truth, false Moses. Then they said, we are going to use his wife, who was a Cushit woman. Who was this? Who was that? And they began to criticize Moses' wife. Now, this may be happening to you in real life. Men, who are you who are listening to me? Maybe your family is criticizing your wife right now for many things. You have not given her the place that your wife deserves in your home. And this is important that your whole family can understand that now the most important woman for you is your wife. And that now you have a home, you have a wife, you have children, something to take care of, being responsible, watching over them. And this is very important. But sometimes we keep quiet and we let the offenses pass. Now, it could be happening to you, woman, with your husband. Or it may be happening to you at work. Someone just can't find what to criticize in you. Criticize what you do. And in one way or another, they are smoke screens, which many arise even without realizing it. And we have made a smoke screen simply to show a dissatisfied action of something. But when we throw the smoke screen, we go round and round and round, and we do not go to the central point to really recognize what it shows us. What is the motivation in our heart that is eating us inside, and that is not letting us see and walk as children of God, really, and enjoy life? And we raise smoke screens to hide the envy that we feel or resentment. You raise a smokescreen and choose an excuse to complain. It is simply an excuse, because behind the excuse, there is a pain in your heart, a resentment, something that made you uncomfortable, and it was left there in oblivion because it was not resolved. Many things can be, as there is no fault in the way of Moses. They focused on his wife, but that was not the problem. That was a smokescreen. Instead of facing the problem, dealing directly with their own envy and pride, they decided to invent a secondary conflict, which would allow them to express their dissatisfaction. This leads us to learn something, and that is, when we have a disagreement, we must pause and ask ourselves if our motivation is pure, or if we have simply created that disagreement, a smokescreen, which allows us to attack the character of some person. But because we surround the matter and we do not bring it to light, the true motivation and what is affecting us inside. So if at any time you receive an unfair criticism, remember that it is possible that those who criticize you are afraid of facing the real problem. Do not take this type of criticism. Rather, ask God to help you identify the true reason and know how to deal with the matter. Moses was a wise and meek person, and boy was he. He did not criticize his sister for what she was doing to them, saying, "Now God had took care of everything, gathered them in the tabernacle, and brought them to light. What was really in the heart of each one?" But in the end, we see a Moses intercepting for his sister and telling God to have mercy, forgive her, and forgive me. Because when we criticize many times, we tend to take justice into our own hands or pray to the Lord to destroy those who have risen up against us. But why not pray better so that the Lord shows us what is a real problem and a real motivation? Because before you ask God for justice to do it with another, remember that at some point you were there and the Lord had mercy on us. Today I only come to you to give you this advice. Do not make a smokescreen. Analyze what is in your heart and see if your motivation, the claim you are making, your motivation is correct, so that we can really do things with integrity, with purity, and get to solve it. If there is something that is bothering you, do not dwell on it. Do not go charging and looking for excuses to whom to throw the problem. Recognize what is in your heart and bring it to light, so that there is forgiveness, so that there is restoration, so that there is life. Father, I thank you for your words and what you have learned, Lord, because constantly I believe that it happens to us, Lord. Sometimes we take so many turns in resolving issues, and we consider looking guilty because we do not look inside and we realize what is the true motivation in our heart. Help us to see what is the true motivation in us, and to realize, Lord, that it is better to recognize and bring it to the light, to be free, to be forgiven, and not to create smoke screens. They distract us. They distract our attention, and they make us distract ourselves from what we really need to be healed, and we need to forgive. Help us, Father, to see how you see and heal our heart. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyo. He spoke to you. He wants to invite you to follow him so you can enjoy us through each transmission we do. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. And on Instagram, you can find him at Pastor Elias HC. A hug and blessings.